This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
subject matter of the day is what's going on here, there, and everywhere. Consideration given to new ideas, good ideas. Connect with us easily here on the DJV Experience, bringing you a good day at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. It's the story of Bill Emmerich, who moved into a house. Well, he was actually in the process of moving into a new home in Sturbridge, Massachusetts, which is, you've heard of the old Sturbridge Village. It's one of those old, like, Plymouth Plantation, where early settlers developed a community, and lots of people like to go there. It's a real tourist trap. It's a nice community, a lot of upscale homes. And so Emmerich bought a house and was moving in and had gone with his family to the old house. They're moving things from the old house to the new house. And as they came down the street to the new home in their van, there was smoke billowing up in the air. Oh, wow, what's going on? Who's burning? And then they got closer, and what they saw wasn't what they liked, because smoke was billowing out of the windows in their new home.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He said when he looked at the house was a complete loss. All the furniture, they'd moved in, everything. Aww. And when he went down the street, he thought to himself, my God, has my insurance kicked in? And mercifully, it had. Otherwise, can you imagine? The day you buy the house, sign the paper, start moving in.
What a mess.
What a mess, is right. He teaches school, elementary school, in Sturbridge, and had lived in another town close by, and he and his family decided that they ought to move closer in. Sturbridge is actually quite a nice town. A lot of opportunity there for all kinds of activities. It's a nice town, well run. But man, just think of, put yourself in that position.
I was just thinking of the tornadoes in Georgia when you see these poor people, they just go back and see what was their home, and it's just leveled.
Gonzo.
It's so devastating to watch that kind of footage.
Breaking hearts and minds and souls. Pretty sad stuff. Here's something that's good for the Irish in you, Victoria.
Oh, yeah?
Kiss me, I'm Irish. You know that expression. Is that what you say to Lou?
Kiss me.
No.
I'm Irish.
That would be
you don't
funny,
say
though.
That to him?
A little cheesy.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, cheesy.
It's usually him saying, never mind.
Oh, really?
I was going to say, usually it's something to him say, something more to do with him being Italian.
Really?
Jen will get that.
Okay.
Really? Got it.
I didn't get it. Am I supposed to get it? Am I not supposed
it's
to get it?
A girl thing.
A girl thing. Okay, all right.
If you were Italian, you'd get it.
Apparently, I have not a drop of Italian blood in me. Not a drop.
So I've heard.
Wait a minute. Now I'm beginning to get the drift of things here. A little wiseacre. All right, so anyway, I'll never kiss and tell. I'm Irish. Kiss me, I'm Irish. Not applying to a an area of Ireland that just changed their area code, and it seems that people there are getting aggravated and annoyed because the area code's being confused with the code for a sex hotline in Ireland.
Which, first of all, when you say sex hotline, I feel like it's like an SOS. Like, it seems like it's an emergency, doesn't it?
What? SOS for?
Right, like a medical sex emergency.
You're like, oh my gosh, I'm having an emergency. Help, call the sex hotline. I mean, I don't know. It just seems a little weird.
Really? You know, we didn't cover in the sports, and I meant to, the situation with Erin Andrews, sports reporter, revealing yesterday that she's been battling cervical cancer. She found out about it actually last year, had the surgery, and apparently the good news is that she's clear. This is the same time that this study that came out showing more women in our country are dying of cervical cancer than has been realized, especially women of color.
Yep.
Also yesterday, Governor Dayton of Minnesota said he has prostate cancer and he's working
on
that.
Did you see him collapse, by the way?
Yeah, he collapsed during the State of the State.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's it. You don't mess with that stuff, man, I'll tell you.
He's had a good sense of humor about all of it, though. He said, last time I checked, you know, my prostate cells weren't in my brain, so I can still do my job. Mm-hmm. And he said if he had known that Republicans wouldn't knock his speech, he would collapse more often.
That's a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are good, the reports are out on the fare of American workers. Apparently, workers in our country, this is all about, this is the new message of the new administration. American workers are first. Well, it seems that they are in a number of different categories. These reports come out every year. I remember looking at this last year, Jen, probably about this time. So this is a survey from 2016 about working hours. American workers put in more hours than any other country, any other worker in any industrialized country. Asians and Europeans are closing in, however, on our lead in productivity. The average for, let's see, the average worker, 2,000 hours over the course of a year, which is 2 weeks more than Japanese workers. Employees bucking the, here in our country, the global trend, increasing annual hours worked per person. Efficient workers in Japan, South Korea, and France and Germany are challenging the productivity of our workers. And one wonders why. And I don't have an answer to the question. I'm looking at the stats here. This report's about 600 pages long, comparing 18 different indicators, labor force, hours of work, employment, wages, all of that kind of stuff, productivity. So the average worker clocked in 1,966 hours last year, a rise of 4% from 1,883 hours a couple of years ago. In Japan, the average working hour fell to 1,889 hours in comparison to what had been the situation before. 2,121 was the average about 10 years ago. So U.S. workers are working more hours. And the productivity is still, as I say, number one. U.S. workers outpace their Japanese counterparts by $10,000 in terms of output per person, producing an average of $49,150 worth of goods a day over the course of a year in 1996. So let's think about that for a second, that number. All right? And yes, by the way, the French still have the shortest the shortest work week.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say about France. I just read a study yesterday that there's a correlation, they believe, between French working hours and the very low rates of ADHD in their children. And they think it's because there's more one-on-one time between parents and kids.
Yeah,
which is the first, I mean, I'm sure it's the first of many studies that are going to happen. But I thought that was a really interesting conclusion to draw.
Yeah. Yeah,
and a good justification for being lazy, huh? my kids are smart, you know.
Right. Well, you know, they have in France, they had the email shut-off law, you know, that was enacted last year or so. I think it was sort of a follow-up to that type of thing. But I think it's less about one-on-one time with parents and probably just the fact that because parents are around, kids are probably not sitting in front of a TV or playing video games. Whereas parents who are working longer hours, that's kind of, the TV becomes the nanny.
The folks in Ireland have an 82% increase in their productivity. I thought you'd be interested in that, the Irish girl that you are. All right, so let me just finish this by going back and trying to understand one number here that I thought was pretty interesting from the audience's point of view. The average American person is producing what is the equivalent of $49,150 worth of goods a year. That is a person who's... We're talking about people working in factories and in places where they make or build things. So if that's the case, and the average worker in our country is getting paid $54,900, so does that mean that we're paying them, what, $5,000 a year more than they are able to produce? Can I make that conclusion? I'm not sure I can, because we're talking about all fields. But, you know, that's at least it's a higher number. The average productivity for the person working in an assembly line in France is $47,958 worth of product, Germany $46,100, and Britain $38,890, which I find quite interesting. All right, sorry. Well, the good news here is that we are producing well, and we need to keep it up, frankly. 16 past the hour on DJV.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves your home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse Down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 17 at the hour on Doug, Jen, and Victoria's spry overview into what's going on today. I don't mean this to sound negative. This is positive, I think, in terms of the danger, Doug Steffen department. The Food Standards Agency says that people need to be careful about eating burnt toast.
I've heard about this. I've heard you say this, Doug, actually.
I have said this many times. The carcinogens in toast and in overcooked meat when you grill it and you charcoal burn it, really bad for your stomach, your gut, your intestines. It causes cancer. So this advice coming from some animal studies that were done in England, because the chemical acrylamide is what is produced. It's a compound that is basically what you see when you brown or blacken starchy foods. It's not only just toast, by the way. It's a lot of potatoes. Like, if I'm having hash browns, I want them to be well done. I want them to be crispy and crunchy. And that's okay if you don't make them too brown. But when you get them more black than brown, you're getting a risk for... I think you got to eat. They fed these rats that they take. You know, they're always testing rats for this stuff, and they fed them about 40 pieces of toast a day,
which is a lot of toast for a rat.
That's a lot of toast. Yeah, right. But the other side of it is, there's, I guess, if you do think, what's the old business in moderation? Everything in moderation. So you have a piece of burnt toast every once in a while, but who wants burnt toast? It's awful. Why do you want to eat burnt toast? I don't need burnt toast.
Somebody,
burnt toast. No, who wants to eat?
Yeah, but it's wasteful. You know, when sometimes one half of the piece of bread gets burnt, you're like, I better just eat it anyway. Why?
No, eat the half that's okay and give the rest of it to the birds. Throw it out on the lawn.
Oh, great. So now you want to kill the birds? Is that what you're saying?
I'd rather kill the birds than kill... Well, the kids take a lot of that stuff to kill the birds. They're only going to eat a little bit of it. Squirrels. Squirrels. What good are squirrels anyway? What do?
They're just rats in a cuter outfit.
Yeah,
that's all. Right. They're crawling. Yes, exactly. So send the dogs out after them, after all. So there we have it, boys and girls. A warning about people and the risk that you face by eating burnt toast. You heard it here with DJV at 21 half the hour.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Solitary man.
You may be the case.
I like being alone sometimes. How about you, Carrie? You like being alone sometimes?
I do, but I'm not a man.
Well,
solitary wool man.
Okay, a solitary wool man. All right, Victoria, just for conversational purposes, do you like being alone?
I do. I love it.
Okay, so what do you do with Lewis when you're alone, when you want to be alone?
Well, I mean, I love my alone time, you know, reading or meditating, lighting a candle, whatever it
what
is.
What happens when you've had just too much of Lewis, though, and you just want him to go do something else?
I tell him to go do something else.
Really?
I've had too much of you. Go on. Go on. Go away.
All right. So, Neil Diamond in the focus here in our musical segment. Before he hits the road to celebrate a half century in the music biz, he's going to release a 50-song, three-disc, career-spanning box set. It's called Neil Diamond, the 50th Anniversary Collection. It's coming up in March. He oversaw the selection of the songs in the set himself. Let's see, going back to 1966 with the first song he submitted for our Listening and Dancing Pleasure with Solitary Man. He said that will include his three number one songs, Cracklin' Rosie, Song Song Blue, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
That was a duet with Barbara Streisand, right?
Yes, it was. Yep, yep. Song Song Blue. Never my favorites.
Forever.
Actually, this from the
don't count anymore.
A number of singles came out of his soundtrack to The Jazz Singer. Love on the Rocks, Hello Again, America, Cherry Cherry, I Am, I Said. But people oftentimes confuse Sweet Caroline with Cracklin' Rosie. I don't know why, but they do.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it true that this was written for Caroline Kennedy?
Yes, it was. Yep. Speaking of that. By the way, folks, she is thinking about running for the Senate.
We actually have, like, a real source for that?
Oh, of course I mean, my sources are always real. So let's see here. Oh, you know what I like from E.T., that song Heartlight?
I didn't know this is connected to E.T. at all.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Was it in the movie, like in the soundtrack?
I don't know that it was in the movie. I'm trying to remember that. As you asked me, I don't remember. But I know it was that we talked about it on air as, you know, a focus of Well, we all loved E.T. Everybody loved E.T.
Of course,
morning.
Yeah.
But there was something about, well, you know, the light, the heart light that was in the movie. And I think this may have been a tribute to, but I don't remember it being in the movie. I think you're right about that. Red, Red Wine, which is his tribute to, I mean, a lot of these. Cracklin' Rosie, which was about, wasn't about a woman named Rosie. It was about a bottle of wine. And this is as well.
He wrote this song?
Red, Red Wine?
I did not know that. Still need her soul. This was remade when I was younger, like in a reggae style.
Yeah.
But I had no idea he wrote this. Wow.
Let's see here. A couple of the other songs
here. Have you ever seen
him live? I have not. No.
I haven't either.
Well, no, I'm not sure that's true. I think I may have seen him once. He performed live on this program once.
Really?
Yeah. He wasn't too sure he wanted to be on the program, and then I was nice to him, and he made him feel at home. He's a dicey character. He is very... he's not warm and fuzzy like Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
He's very focused and very difficult.
Wow.
So, anyway, he's 75 years old, and he's got lots of gigs scheduled for this weekend, for this year. So, wish him well. The guy been around that long doing the same thing for 50 years, you got to take your hat off to him. Oh, wait a minute. Good for him. It's 28 past the hour. Showed with amazing grace
what love was for. Can simply watching your favorite television chef whipping up a delightful gourmet meal make you fat? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. As the number of cooking shows and celebrity chefs has exploded, so has America's waistline. If you take comfort in snuggling up with Jamie Oliver as he grills a rustic pizza, or Nigella Lawson as she drowns in chocolate, then beware. A new study warns, watching these shows regularly can cause you to pack on the pounds when cooking in your own kitchen. Shockingly, they found that women who learn about cooking from TV have a higher body mass index. Conversely, women who watch nature shows instead of food shows made healthier food choices. Besides the obvious fact that watching people cook can make you hungry, at home, the reality of portion sizes and healthy nutrition comes into play. No amount of good old-fashioned home-cooked comfort food will help in that regard.
Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast for the week of January 23rd to January 29th. The week starts out in feisty and always hopeful Sagittarius. Great time for making plans. And midweek, the moon travels to serious, hardworking, practical Capricorn. Time to get that work done. And the week ends in the air sign Aquarius. Always ready to help others. Great time to see who might need you. And there is a highlight for the week. There is a new moon in Aquarius on Friday. Now that's a great time to start bigger projects that's going to support your life in positive ways. This is when I begin organizing for the year ahead. Everyone have a good week, and if you want a private session with me, Maria Francesca, you can always email me at smb.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Welcome to the most optimistic radio program on the air in America, maybe anywhere. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Optimism. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm looking around at the tone, the feelings, and I'm more optimistic now than I have been for a number of years about the business that I'm in, even though it's a tough business. I don't say that with the expectation, oh, my, that's too bad, Doug. I'm sorry. No, I mean, I choose to be here. I could choose to go away if I wanted to and put poor Victoria out in the street. Kara, you'd be out in the street. But I choose to stay to keep you gainfully employed and occupied so that someday we'll have a wonderful way. We'll look back on these years fondly and say, oh, my, look at how it started me on my way to whatever it is on your way you're on your way to. I think people have heard me say that I moved out of the house that I was in for about 10 or 11 years over in Santa Monica, and I moved into a place, at least for now, this is sort of a stopgap. I'm living on a street in Bel Air, which I've never really spent much time in because it's one of those almost gated communities. There are about four or five roads into Bel Air, and that's all. You can't get in anywhere else. And there's remember the old story, Aaron Spelling, who lived here with his wife, bought a piece of property on the side of a hill and spent $46 million building a house for himself, which is really not a house, like a hotel. When you drive by, you think you're looking at a hotel. And there are many magnificent homes here. As a matter of fact, the richest, or scratch that, the most expensive real estate ever, a home ever, to be offered for sale is a stone's throw from me down the road. And it's all over the place this week. They posted it, in the LA Times, and I see it's picked up, by all of the news channels. CNN Style has a picture of this home, which you can get just by going over to CNN.
Can I guess how much it is? Because I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only reason I would say it must be over $100 million because there was one. There's an apartment in New York City that I think had the record for a little bit last year of being the most expensive property.
Yeah.
So what's this?
This one's over $200
million. Whoa.
This is the most amazing. The pictures of it. When I drive by it, I look up into it, and the construction is just sort of being finished now. I thought it was being built for somebody. But apparently it's not. It was built on spec. Who in the name of God's going to build a $250 million spec home? But somebody did, and it's on the market right now for $250 million. It's the most expensive home ever listed in the United States.
Okay, so I'm looking, and they have a candy room where the candy itself is worth about $200,000.
Yeah.
What?
It's a 38,000-square-foot property, 12 bedrooms, 21 bathrooms, 5 bars, 3 kitchens. It has its own moat around it, a 4-lane bowling alley, a pool that looks really magnificent when you look at it, a hydraulic movie screen. So the billionaire buyers are still coming in here, and it's not American money. I guarantee you this is not going to be sold to an American. It will not be. It looks like something you'd see in a James Bond movie, for sure. It'll be a Chinese or Russian or an Arab that'll buy this house, because everybody wants to be in the either Bel Air or Beverly Hills hills. There's a helipad on it that you can obviously use. The helicopter that you see in the pictures is the helicopter that was used in the TV series Airwolf. That's what they have parked up there right now.
The same one?
Yeah. It's the helicopter that was used in the show.
Was that a Bell 407? That was a Bell something, right?
I don't know. It was a Bell something or other, yeah. Right. You see all the cars that are parked in the garage here.
Wow.
Strange, rare cars. So anyway, the car collection goes with it. Your car collection, the helicopter, all that stuff goes. You got a house filled with trinkets. The home has taken 4 years to build and furnish. They have only four billionaires in mind. One of the four will buy this house, they feel. Anyway, I'm looking at it.
And doesn't say who they are? I guess they
I drive by it every day. It's really, I was wondering, I drove up the top of the hill last Sunday to look down on it to just kind of see what it looked like from the top. And so, with that, by the way, in a moment we're going to meet a lady who's going to help us with some winter travel tips. Certainly with the dicey weather going on, we got a lot of focus on how to get around and have a good time. Forbes this week, they're always with the richest people in America, the lists of this one and that one. And so this week they have looked at collectively the people in America who have a total net worth of $1 trillion. And there are 8 of them. As you can imagine, Bill Gates is on the list. They're all pretty much tech people. Warren Buffett, people say he's not a tech person. Yes, he is. He's invested a lot of his money. The stock that has done well in Berkshire Hathaway, much of it is from the tech sector. So he's in that.
Yeah, it's safe to say he's an everything person.
Yes, he is. So let's see here. It's Bill Gates. It's Paul Allen. Warren Buffett, Steve Ballmer, Michael Dell. There are a lot of new names on this list of billionaires, but what they're trying to do is point out that the minimum net worth needed to qualify for this list went up to 680-something million, I think. The average net worth for this group is 2.6 billion, but the total collective is that they're all worth up to $1 billion. God love them. Listen, you're not going to hear any shots from me when it comes to these guys or these people, these women and men who have created vast wealth, not only for themselves, but for people that work there. Look at the status of the folks that work for Google now. There's a community not far from me, Playa del Rey, which is next to the airport. And this was a sleepy little place when I first started coming here 23 years ago. Somebody spent $3 billion, bought a bunch of land that was being used really for nothing, and created a city. An apartment is an apartment condo complex, Victoria, with 3,400 residents in it. Mm. It has its own theater, its own Whole Foods, its own shopping center, its own everything. And it's right on the campus of Google and Microsoft are right here. And they most of these people work there. They walk to work. They walk home. They walk to the gym. They walk to the movies. They don't have to go in. They don't have to own a car. They don't even have parking spaces for people to have cars there. This is the community of the future, I think.
Well, it's certainly...
I mean, it's not the guy, the Bel Air mansion for $250 billion.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting to see how people that are your age are living.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly... there's a place that's just like that now, right outside of the Lincoln Tunnel in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Yes, I heard about that.
And I think it's
that.
Called The Exchange.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. You walk through a little tunnel, and you're on the train. There's, you know, no parking that you can see from the turnpike. It's right there. And it's all of the food stores, nail salons, dry cleaner, everything that you need. It's right there. You literally never need to leave that area.
Yeah, really amazing. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the story of what's in my neighborhood. Mr. Rogers, Mr. Steffen's neighborhood. In a moment, we're going to meet Lisa Ellen Niver, who is a travel expert, and she's going to help you if you have travel plans. How do you make it work for you? Winter travel tips up next here in the DJV corner.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant, and now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Wow. You know there's a problem when the guest who's going to talk about travel tips is stuck in the snow. Okay. So no travel. I guess the tip is to stay away from the snow and to stay away from the icy roads. I think you're in New Jersey this morning, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Icy roads there yesterday. My farm was closed down. Nobody could get there. Ice on the roads causing havoc. There were 480 accidents yesterday in Massachusetts.
Wow.
That were all about the ice. It was an ice storm knocking out power for hours in many areas. You know, when you look at those pictures of the ice that's 2 inches thick on the branches of those trees,
yeah,
and they just kind of are hanging over the power lines, waiting to do a na-na-na-na-na on the power, right?
That's it. Well, and then
I'm
the interesting thing is today it's going to be in the 50s, so
yeah, warming
and then everything
right
just drops, yep, and then that creates
up,
even
yeah
more.
Yep,
yeah,
yep. All right, so a lot of food news today. You know that I'm a dairy farmer, and for many years on my farm I've sold raw milk. I have never sold, raw milk for my cows, Jersey cows. There's a big to-do about selling camel milk.
Ooh.
Raw camel milk. The largest camel milk producer in our country is Humpback Dairy. I'm not making this up.
Have you ever had camel milk?
Sister, I have never had camel milk, no.
I didn't know.
But I would guess it would taste, you know, the milk, all the, whether it's goat's milk or milk from any animal, is going to taste like whatever the animal eats.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, cow's milk depends on what I'm feeding them. That's taste of the milk. You can tell in the taste of the milk what I'm feeding them.
You can definitely tell when cows are grass-fed because the
yes
milk definitely has a
absolutely
earthier taste. I love
yep
that. It has an
yep
earthier taste
right
to it.
So apparently the Michigan Department of Agriculture has nothing better to do than go after not only this Humpback Dairy, which is in Michigan, but they also will, they've shut down the store. They made muffins with camel milk. They made cookies with camel milk, and they have shut down they've seized all the baked goods. For the first time in the history of the United States Department of Agriculture, they have seized the muffins, the cookies, the cakes that are made from the camel milk. I just...
So
I
stupid.
I'm telling you, I hope that Trump is going to do something. They had 18 homemade oatmeal cookies that they took, 17 homemade apple muffins that were seized in the raid. This is way beyond the beyond, as far as
yep
I'm concerned.
It's
more than unacceptable.
I find it an outrage that
it
you
is
can't, that if you go into the Camelback or Humpback Bakery there, you know what you're getting. You're a willing participant.
Absolutely.
And you're making a choice about your food supply. Whereas there are so many things that in our cosmetics and our food supply that the FDA allows us to eat that are so toxic and so bad for us. This is the last thing we should be worrying about. And
yep,
I agree with you. If Trump lifts some of these regulations, then good for him, and
yep
then it's good for all of us. So
yep,
I'll support that.
Yeah, me too. I'm so sick of these people
yep
meddling, and they basically put me out of business. I don't want to put up with their foolishness anymore, the regulations. I might go back
yep
and open the store again if I know that I'm not going to be, if somebody doesn't know what they're doing, breathing down my neck. 10 before the hour.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
This is the music from Total Recall. Wasn't this another Schwarzenegger movie, if I remember correctly, Tucker?
Yeah, 1990. I think it's he's never been more appealing on film than in that movie, in my opinion.
Really? Well, you said yesterday,
Celebrity Apprentice.
You didn't think he was more appealing on Celebrity. You find him to be the most... the best that he's ever been on Celebrity Apprentice, didn't you say?
Well,
that?
I mean, I've always been a fan. The reason I played that song, although that might be my semi permanent theme. I like that music a lot. When I see him on Celebrity Apprentice, I hate to see him getting older, and I just don't think there's many more action movies left in the canon.
I don't agree with that at all. I think they're going to get that expendable bunch. As long as he keeps himself in shape,
that's
true.
You know, I like when he came back in The Last Stand. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought he was really good in Terminator Genesis. But when I see, you know, them painting his hair on Celebrity Apprentice or whatever he has on his head, it's just hard to see him as that big action hero anymore.
All right, in a moment, Chucker is going to give us his overview of the nominations for Oscars yesterday. Got a couple of comments on my own, but Chucker will have much more pithy comments, I'm sure. It's 55 past the hour, so that's up next here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy.
I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $120 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $120 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/28/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
All right, let's get at it. 56 past the hour. Manchester by the Sea gets a nomination. Amazon Studios responsible for that. What do we think? It's the first time in the award show that there's recognition from a movie that came from a streaming service.
These streaming services have all become major players in the business. If you look at the Sundance Festival, which is going on now, Amazon and Netflix they're paying $8-10 million snagging up the rights to distribute these movies. So going forward, they're going to be as big a player, I think, as some of the major studios.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised by any of the nominations? You said yesterday, as the announcement was being made, you hadn't got the whole list, but you were annoyed because Patriot Day didn't get a nod, and there was one other. The Founder ought to get some attention.
Founder got no attention, and Patriot's Day, which I think is one of the top two or three best films of the year, didn't get nominated in a field of nine for Best Picture. I don't know. I scratch my head and have to wonder what the Academy.
Okay, I'm going to say about the most politically incorrect thing I could say at the moment, but I'm going to say it because I'm thinking it. Last year, all of the criticism that was aimed at the Academy, and I think it was actually fairly appropriate because there were no black actors or any of those stories. Now this year, I think there's an overpopulation of them. It may be that some of them are good, but Moonlight, come on.
My honest opinion on Moonlight, I think it's, for me, I thought it was very overrated. I thought it was a decent watch, but not a movie justified to be nominated for Best Picture. Just my opinion.
And Sully got left out, right?
Yeah. That's outrageous.
Sully got left out. Tom Hanks got left out.
Yeah.
What they did is they always do that surprise, and they move Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic into the Best Actor category. He's really good in that movie, though. I did like it.
But they just gone overboard the other way. There's too much of it. There's not enough of it last year, too much of it this year.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.